World Cup Talk. Christina here with the storylines that matter most in football today. Messi was on the bench yesterday, and today he is back doing the kind of thing that makes the whole tournament feel like it is bending around him again. Argentina beat Jordan 3-1, Messi scored from a free kick, and multiple reports focused on the bigger meaning of it. This was not just another goal. It was another reminder that Argentina are leaving the group stage looking more settled, more ruthless, and frankly, more dangerous than they did 24 hours ago. And the stat that really lands is the one several outlets highlighted after the match. Messi has now scored in 7 straight World Cup matches. At this stage, that is not just form. That is tournament gravity. What I like about this story is that it actually answers yesterday's conversation. Yesterday, the question was whether resting Messi was a sign of caution. Today, the answer is that Argentina got exactly what they wanted: preservation without losing rhythm, and then the star returns without the team looking dependent or anxious. That is a very strong place to be heading into the knockouts. That is why this story is bigger than a free kick. And once you zoom out from Argentina, the biggest shift today is simple. The World Cup has stopped feeling theoretical. The round of 32 is real now. The route to the final talk is no longer projection. It is structure. Multiple outlets spent the morning laying out the bracket, the schedule, and the possible paths, and that matters because this is where reputations stop protecting teams. From here on, every story gets sharper. Every weakness gets more expensive. That is where the tournament actually changes shape. England are a perfect example of that. They got through with a 2-0 win over Panama, and on paper, that looks calm enough. But the real emotional companion story is Scotland crashing out. The BBC and Guardian both leaned into that contrast, and I think that is the right frame. On one side, you have a team that did the basic tournament job and kept moving. On the other, a team whose World Cup closes with the familiar feeling that belief ran out before the football did. For England, the interesting part is not just that they are through. It is that the noise around them changes now. Group stage management talk is over. From here, it becomes a question of whether this team can carry expectation when the matches become emotionally heavier and tactically tighter. For Scotland, the pressure has already turned into consequence, with Steve Clarke stepping down after elimination. That is the real dividing line. If you want the freshest human story of the day, though, I do not think it is England. I think it is DR Congo. They beat Uzbekistan 3-1. Reuters highlighted Yohan Wiss's double, and the result delivered their first World Cup win and a place in the knockout round, where they now meet England. That is a huge football story, but it is also a great tournament story, because every World Cup needs at least one team that changes the emotional temperature of the competition. Yesterday, it was Cape Verde giving listeners that feeling. Today, it is DR Congo, and the difference is that now the reward is concrete. A knockout tie, a bigger stage, a bigger audience, and a much heavier kind of pressure. Who is carrying the emotion here? Wissa is one face of it, obviously, but honestly, the bigger human angle is the supporters. The images and reports around the reaction to this result make it feel like more than a tidy underdog note. It feels like one of those moments when the expanded format actually justifies itself. Not because it is neat on paper, but because it gives a country a real football memory. That matters more than format theory. Then there is the wildest matchday story in the bracket race. Austria against Algeria finishing 3-3, with Iran left watching the table and then watching the door close. Reuters focused on Ralf Rangnick dismissing collusion talk, while The Guardian, BBC, ESPN, and others all treated this as one of the defining dramas of the day, because it was not just chaotic on the pitch. It sent emotional shockwaves beyond the two teams involved. Iran had already been making noise about unfair treatment in the United States, according to BBC and local reporting. And now the football side of the story ends in that brutal way tournaments sometimes do. Not with your own defeat in front of you, but with someone else's result cutting off your oxygen. For me, that is the real issue here. It is not only whether the draw looked awkward or whether the third place format invites suspicion. It is that this tournament keeps producing situations where logistics, politics, perception, and football all end up in the same frame. Iran become the human face of that collision today. That is where the tension actually is. One quieter result that still matters a lot is Colombia topping the group after a scoreless draw with Portugal. Al Jazeera and Sky both framed it as a tense tactical game, and Sky noted that a late Davinson Sanchez goal was ruled out for offside. This is the kind of result casual listeners can miss because there is no fireworks attached to it. But honestly, this is where good tournament teams start looking serious. Colombia did not need the match to be dramatic. They needed it to be controlled, and they got what they needed. And that is an important contrast with some of the louder stories from earlier in the week. Not every contender has to prove itself by surviving chaos. Some prove themselves by refusing chaos. That matters more than the scoreline. So where does that leave us heading into the next match day? With a knockout field that suddenly feels loaded with very different kinds of pressure. Argentina look like a team whose star can still define the mood of the tournament. England move on, but now have an underdog opponent with real emotional momentum in DR Congo. The bracket itself is finally concrete, which means every conversation becomes more honest. And one of the big lessons from today is that the people carrying the pressure are much easier to identify now. Messi carrying expectation without looking burdened by it. England carrying scrutiny because the easy part is over. Iran carrying the pain of a tournament that never quite felt settled around them. And DR Congo carrying the joy and danger of being the new story everybody wants to believe in. Honestly, that is why today feels different. Yesterday, the question was, who still looked comfortable in the group stage fog? Today, the question is, who is ready to survive clarity? See you tomorrow.